Welcome. It is Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. I am J Love, and beside my dude, my host, Blaze Rock. How you doing, man?
Man, I can't complain a single solitary bit. What's good with you?
Man, I'm feeling good. I have an opening rant, man. I think I'm gonna do this every once in a while.
Tell them.
The Super Bowl is over. For those of y'all, I made my little prediction and I was wrong, but that's all right. But the hip hop, the commercials and everything that was going on, it really made me really, hip hop is powerful. And this is why. Will.i.am, despite, he's not the, that's the joint, that's the jam, Will.i.am from back in the day. But he had a footprint in the Super Bowl in the sense of, the halftime show. But he also, with the chatter.com, because he's doing some things in terms of on the technology side of things. So he had his footprint there. Take it or leave it. But Eminem, he had a couple of commercials. One was the Lipton that was rather comical. I like that. We were just kind of making fun of himself. And the Chrysler one, that was very dramatic. I like that Chrysler commercial. I think a lot of people have liked it from different things that I've been hearing. That was kind of, well, it wasn't one that was over the top in terms of people loved it, but they were very impressed with it. During the course of the week, there was the whole black and yellow, and then the green and yellow and all that. And that's from Wiz Khalifa. So hip hop had its footprint all over the Super Bowl. And so I thought that was kind of cool. Whether you like the halftime show or not, I didn't personally, but I thought that hip hop made a statement of sorts.
I agree with you, but I disagree. I agree with you because, yes, hip hop was in the building, for lack of a better cheesy cliche to use. Where I disagree is, Will.i.am, I don't think a lot of people view him as hip hop. I don't mean this as like a super purist hip hop. Yeah, he ain't rapping up. If you watch the halftime show, that was not hip hop.
Right.
They might have been harmoniously rhyming. That wasn't hip hop, dog. I was just waiting for the glow sticks to fall out of my roof while we were watching it, So I don't know. But I think what it is what a lot of time we've been holding on to the belief that hip hop is still on the fringe and that hip hop is still rebellious, and it's not. It's just as much corporate as the Black Eyed Peas. I think the introduction even said, pop artists, hip hop, the Black Eyed Peas, At the same time, the Wiz Khalifa thing, I don't know, dude. I'm not sold on dude. I'm not really sold on. I mean, opportunism is everywhere. Black and yellow is everywhere. The only thing I thought was Eminem, using Eminem even. I don't think that was as a result of the strength of hip hop as much as a result of the strength of Eminem. And this year, this fiscal year basically being the reappearance of Eminem. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Gotcha.
I'm going to go as far as to say no other artist, period, could have pulled that off as Eminem did, because Eminem is Eminem. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's just as big, but I don't think Jay-Z does that and has the same impact as Eminem, because Eminem is still Eminem.
And I think the fact that he's so, there was a big to do about the fact that he was endorsing something,
right,
where he never really endorses anything. He's very picky. He picks and chooses where he endorses. So yeah, and I think Black Eyed Peas a long time ago crossed over to that, because that's the joint, that's the jam.
Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas, and then all of a sudden they went to Where Is the Love, and they lost J Love. So
yeah, I don't want to sound like I hate against that, against that way of doing things. Because
right.
For example, I'm gonna give you a good example of how to do more than just hip hop without losing your hip hop. CeeLo Green, period.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? My man can do. He can do an album like he just did with The Lady Killer, which to me, which is honestly one of my top 10 albums of 2010. At the same time, he can do like a Gnarls Barkley, where it's kind of alternative, but yet he's still rapping, but it's still kind of out there, you know, and then he can do his regular stuff, you know. That to me, that's hip hop, because that means you're going against the grain, you're trying to do things that are original, you're being creative, and that's a hip hop artist. The Black Eyed Peas long time ago said, peace hip hop, but we know where you live, you know. I don't know, I can't get with it. I have some really eccentric taste when it comes to music, but I just can't get with the Black Eyed Peas.
I hear you. We'll speak on the show today. I want to kind of set the table for y'all. We have joining us Wendy Day, wendyday.com. So we're going to get into that right away. But before we do, and you're going to really enjoy the conversation, I think, and a couple different segments we'll bring to you. But we got a couple joints from some artists that you may or may not have heard before. The first is from an artist by the name of Shames Worthy, called Shames Worthy. And the other, an artist by the name of Curtains, called Killer. And then right after that, we're going to get into the Wendy Day interview. This is Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. Yeah.
It's been a long time. This album right here, this artist represents everybody that's ever been told they weren't good enough to reach their dreams, that they were unworthy. Full speed ahead with a full head of steam and a full metal jacket, a full blown dream. All star team, I thank God for that, but had to travel solo, my mojo's back. Still a tunnel rat from the cradle to the casket. Got heads spinning like dreidels in an Easter basket. I'm Beastie Boy with the speech I've mastered. Got a license to ill, fight for the right to catch it. So I'm revered like Paul. Yes, yes, y'all, feeling 10 feet tall. Got a wake up call, saw the writing on the wall. Tired of the going in circles, no more tetherball. Whether all y'all, Fillmore is just one. Rhyming like Lou Diamond and Young Guns. A true warrior, don't R-test them. Cause when I give it to the crowd, no disrespect. And Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
big game.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
that's my name.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
012, 012.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
so are you.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
what it do.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
why not.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
in case you forgot.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
let's go.
Yes, I guess I'm just a wretch. I must confess I'm such a mess. It appears I know much less than peers and counterparts. Does that account for heart? Cause I was here before morning, I'll be here after dark. I wanna leave a lasting spark, not just the last smart remark. Over with the underdog's bark, unleashed in the park, still a beast on the mic, but releasing light into the dark. I fight like my life depends on if I win. Write tight with my BJ pen, now disciplined. When the ink sink in, then I begin again. Rebirth, reverse, rehearse in the lion's den. Coming out untouched, faith and grace in the clutch. Don't wanna say too much, but can't say it enough. Ride a fine line, remind myself to lay in the cut. The curtain comes up, then I become Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
big game.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
that's my name.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
012, 012.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
so are you.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
what it do.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
why not.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
in case you forgot.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy, I'm a loaded weapon. I got game like Geffen. A mic check and the mic checking section of perfection. Let them in, ladies and gentlemen, get them in. Twitter, Facebook, Shames Worthy. Tell a friend then, add him in your list. He's adamant about this, but resist the system. Put up a fist and show me you paying attention. If not, detention, send in the henchmen just to torment them. But less than what's left in the lessons I've mentioned. Kept in much more than I've let them know. I kept them on their toes, wrecking at the shows like it was 94. Rocking the mic for the coast, that's what it felt like. Get the life doing the most. When it came to proving the words I learned from the pros, and I never forget, but I move on with a new song for the alright. Who's wrong? Cause I might hit them all night. What this song called? Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
big game.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
that's my name.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
012, 012.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
so are you.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
what it do.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
why not.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy,
in case you forgot.
Shames Worthy, Shames Worthy.
Yeah. 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 Them hoes holla dopey. Me, I holla what up. Rhyme
through the city, just me and my brothers. Just bought a new watch. Girl, I'm such a stunner. The time you hear this shit, I probably have another. My wardrobe is everything. All killer, everything. Dior to the sock. I'm Margiela, everything. Piss them haters off. I R. Kelly, everything. I get you boys shot. I bartender, everything. Kill them all. That nigga's on some other shit. Leave him alone. Them niggas won't. Damn, fuck with it. Very competition. I King Tut, niggas. I'm a killer motherfucker. Go and tell these motherfuckers we the illest motherfuckers, right? Call me dope, motherfucker. You a joke, motherfucker. Let them know, motherfucker, right? I'm a killer motherfucker. Go and tell these motherfuckers we the illest motherfuckers, right? They call me dope, motherfucker. You a joke, motherfucker. Let them know I'm a motherfucker. I'm a killer to the car. Shut this bitch down from the ceiling to the floor. Shut the city down like the city was a star. Sweet competition, treat this shit like it's a chore. Niggas can't keep up, so they probably mad. I'm the best that ever done it, you ain't gotta ask. I ain't popping tags, I be murdering malls, killing them stars and walking out with body bags. G6ing, and I don't mean a Pontiac. We're two sisters, go roger that. You copy that? You might talk street. I'm a killer, nigga, I white chalk beats. I'm a killer, motherfucker. Go and tell these motherfuckers we the illest motherfuckers, right? Call me dope, motherfucker. You a joke, motherfucker. Let them know, motherfucker, right? I'm a killer, motherfucker. Go and tell these motherfuckers we the illest motherfuckers, right? They call me dope, motherfucker. You a joke, motherfucker. Let them know, I'm a motherfucker.
Niggas seem to really have a problem with greatness. Me, I got a big fucking problem with haters. Just can't get a little pussy and get paper. Independent grind, but did it like the majors. Royal blue room truck, nigga, I'm a ranger. Call that Mini Tonka, I'm something like a Laker. My homie down south do some Kobe's on his scraper. My homie up north do all tests on a Pacer. Major, yeah. You see, we bug, cause we love life. My nigga Killer Kalion told me get my cup right. I pulled it up maybe once, twice. I'm a killer motherfucker, see I'm dumb nice.
I'm a killer motherfucker, go and tell these motherfuckers we the illest motherfuckers, right? Call me dope motherfucker, you a joke motherfucker. Let them know, motherfucker, right? I'm a killer motherfucker, go and tell these motherfuckers we the illest motherfuckers, right? They call me dope motherfucker, you a joke motherfucker. Let them know I'm a motherfucking killer.
You're listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Yeah, so the first one, so the joint, The Shame's Worthy, man, I like that joint. I don't know how you feel about it.
You on your own.
You don't like that one?
Nah, man. I mean, all right, it's corny enough that the dude decided, hey, I'm going to call myself Shame's Worthy. That's not clever. Nah, homie. And then he had to, then dude had the nerve to bust out and say, you know what, I'm going to make a song called Shame's Worthy. And then for creativity's sake, he said, you know what? That hook, I'm going to just keep saying Shame's Worthy. Yes, sir. And I mean, for a minute, I thought, okay, I'm getting hit over the head with a radio ad real quick in the middle of a song. I mean, come on, dude. Like, I get it with people who are trying to make, you know, like Gnarls Barkley. You know, I get that. But Shame's Worthy, come on, man. And I don't know. The dude can spit, so I'm not completely haterating or nothing like that.
Yeah,
but come on, man. You know, there's more to it. There's more to it. Come on. And while I'm at it, dude, curtains, dude. First of all, I'm gonna just say how retarded dude spells his name.
Yeah.
Because on the real, we're not on a text message, dude. Nobody want to have to keep hitting shift to type your dang name. And when I'm saying your name, I'm not gonna say C-U-R capital T at symbol exclamation. No, douchebag, just spell it on out. And then on top of that, it don't hurt, it don't help that the song is just not there. I mean how you go from talking about your wardrobe to talking about everything's killer? No. What is it, the fashion gangsters? Come on, man. Throw up your Gucci, dog. No. Come on. No. Oh. Not going for it. Not having it. No way, no how.
Oh, man. From now on, I'm going to purposely find songs like that to get more words like that out of you. I swear. You're killing me, man.
But like, while we at it, though, let's get back to something that's worthwhile for the moment. After that poisoning. We had an interview. We had a conversation. We'd rather call it with the legendary Whitney Day. And so we want to include you guys in this throughout the show tonight. We're going to be, you know, segueing over into the conversation with Whitney, who has a lot of insight, a lot of information. And so a lot of aspiring artists and just regular fans who are interested in the business as a whole will probably find out some good information here. So of course you're listening to Microphone Masters on WCNN.com. I am Blaze Rock. That man over there is J Love, and this here happens to be Whitney Day.
I have the pleasure of Microphone Masters Radio on DuffCNN.com of linking up with somebody I've had the pleasure of talking to a couple times. The one and only Whitney Day Rap Coalition. If you don't know her, Google her. You're definitely missing out. Thank you for being a part of Microphone Masters. How you doing?
I'm great, and I'm so happy to be a part of anything you do. I love your style, and I love what you do.
And I, without, if you know, I'm a dark skinned brother, but I'm blushing, so thank you very much.
That's a beautiful thing.
But I wanted to kind of dive right into it because you have such a wealth of information, and I'm happy that you'll be contributing as your schedule allows for you to do over the course of the rest of the year. But I wanted to kind of dive right in. I've been reading a lot of interviews, and I hear artists mention or people mention the 360 deal, and I know there are probably a lot of folks like myself that are wondering what that's about. I have maybe a clue of what it's about, but talk about what that 360 deal is, how it maybe benefits or not. Doesn't benefit the artist. Talk a little bit about that, Whitney.
Absolutely. A 360 deal is actually the standard deal now. It's really hard to not get one. So it's really important that every artist understands what it is, because 99% of the artists out there, that's their only choice. If you don't have a lot of leverage, you have no other choice. A 360 deal is a deal that encompasses all of the income streams of the artist. What that means is, let's say that you are the record label, you're Microphone Madness Records, and you want to sign me, God knows why, but you want to sign me, Whitney the Rapper, to your label. You're going to come to me and say, you know what, Whitney, the economy's really bad, I'm taking a risk on you, I'm going to be putting a lot of money into building your career. So rather than the traditional record deal, which only takes, you know, a large portion of your sales of CDs and downloads, we're now going to take a percentage of everything. So you're going to take, you as the record label, you're going to take somewhere between 25 and 50% of my touring money, which means every time I do a show, I'm going to have to give you somewhere between a quarter and a half of the money that I make. You're going to take probably half of my publishing, half of my merchandising. If I go and do an endorsement deal like with Heineken or Sprite, you're probably going to take somewhere between 30 and 50% of that as well. Wow. So rather than just being me being an artist signed to your label, we're now kind of partners in business. That's what a 360 deal is. And in a perfect world, provided everybody did what they were supposed to do and what they said they would do, it's probably not a terrible thing. But my problem with 360 deals is labels aren't doing any more work or any different work, but they're creaming in all of the areas, even the areas where they don't have experience. You know, labels don't have experience setting up tours. They don't have experience with endorsement deals and securing them. So now that you're signing a 360 deal, you're kind of beholden to them, since they're collecting a portion of the money. If they want to be more involved in that aspect, it's really hard for the artist to say no.
Now this here is what you've been missing. If I speak the truth, I know you're gonna listen.
Amen.
I'ma count my blessings. I ain't got no time for no second guessing.
They blamed it on the drink,
huh?
That wasn't it. I wrote a whole lot of Dre hits off of a fifth. Turn a negative to a positive. Don't lose focus. Stay with your game plan, man. Don't give up the upper hand. I'm full grown. Fuck Peter Pan and Neverland. I'm willing to bet $100,000. Us against you. You got 1,000. I got 100 men willing to work and ready to die just to put it in. You feel me? I don't burn bridges. In the hood, they love me. They tried many times, but they still can't kill me. Jealousy, envy, love and hate. Tough talking pranks and still can't squash a grape. In my hood, we don't negotiate as apes. In my hood, we separate the real from fake. LA. Plain and simple, B or C rag. Fresh tea, some weed, and a little re-up cash. But whatever on the block that'll go and sell fast. And he who laughs first usually won't laugh last. I'm adopted, it's more happy than sad. How you the heir to the throne when Dr. Dre is my dad? Escaped in the looted white chalk and toe tags. But still got a few bullet wounds and knife stabs. It's nocturnal and full effect. And I demand nothing less than my full respect. Now this here. It's what you've been missing. If I speak the truth, I know you're gonna listen.
Amen.
I'ma count my blessings. I ain't got no time for no second guessing. Now this here is what you've been missing. If I speak the truth, I know you're gonna listen.
Amen.
I'ma count my blessings. I ain't got no time for no second guessing.
They blamed it on the Kush.
Huh?
That wasn't it. I wrote a whole lot of my own hits off of a zip. Turn a negative to a positive.
Don't lose focus.
Stay with your game plan, man. Don't give up the upper hand.
S.A. Blood or Crip. Know that Nocturnal's always known to do some gangster shit. Like give me some birds to flip. Pick up a tight chick and go turn out me a Persian bitch. I get meaner and meaner. Fly ass gangster with a fucked up demeanor. I might wanna fuck, but I don't wanna feed her. Matter of fact, you can keep your bitch. I don't need her.
Now this here is what you've been missing. If I speak the truth, I know you're gonna listen.
Amen.
I'ma count my blessings. I ain't got no time for no second guessing.
Now this here is what you've been missing. If I speak the truth, I know you're gonna listen.
Amen.
I'ma count my blessings. I ain't got no time for no second guessing.
Stop rhyming, dreaming the caviar while dining a pun top ramen. Now I try to stop trying,
come on,
and just do it like the logo on my socks say Blaze. I was raised 2 blocks west of Abbotsford projects. Learn real quick, no struggle without progress. Seem like a career as a rapper is done with. It's spit game like Thacker and Lundquist. I'm just trying to be the opposite of left. While I got the opposite of death, but homie, I'ma chase this dream. Let it take flight, hope and pray it don't crash. Oceanic 815. I got a call and I can't shake. It's more than securing the fan base. Spreading truth across the landscape.
Come on.
And if it all ended tomorrow, please don't feel my sorrow. So bless and breathe.
God, don't take me away. I got too much money to make. Come and follow my lead. I know I'm not walking alone. I had to learn it all on my own. So I could teach you my song. Still feeling this pain. Took a couple hits in this game. I hope that y'all feeling the same. I'm so blessed to be.
I'm on the job with my mind on the prize. I'm never hopeless or without drive. I'm focused till I die. It's like you're not aware of how I do what I do. I'm adding dollars and subs while you talking broads and buzz. I'm owning cars and investing. You at balls, punk flexing in the punk section. Talking greasy about my life's direction. You playing a fool while I'm playing it cool. You probably forget the truth if you only knew what I do. It's hard to decipher the lines or even my title. I was built to disciple a revival with my life's truth. That's how I've been presented with fortune and fame. You're a little too close to the flame. I'm like a torch with a name. Follow my leader, fall in defeat. That's what he preached. And it's a movement that I passed on to my seed. I'm surrounded by reasons that give meaning for breathing. In my darkness, I see it. Believe it's in me.
God, don't take me away. I got too much money to make. Come and follow my rule. I know I'm not walking alone. I had to learn it all on my own. So I could teach you all my sound. Still feeling this pain. Took a couple hits in this game. I hope that y'all feeling the same.
Lord, show me how. Cause I don't understand this life. Bills piling, no meat up in that pan tonight. Just rhyming full of sodium with no nutrition. Still growing more, so I had to buy my school clothes from the thrift store. Mama, now I ain't rocking corduroys. If I were at the school, I'd get clowned by my boys. She told me something chill. Let me tell you something real. You want a pair of Jordans, but you need a hot meal. Understand the difference and buy your own Jordans when you get your own bitches. Now as I sit back and reflect on that, my materialism tends to blur my vision. And gotta give you all you need in this world. But I want much more, more diamonds, more pearls. So sick of feeling hopeless, so I stay focused. Tell me why you got this ocean. God, don't take me away. I got too much money to make. Come and follow my rule. I know I'm not walking alone. I had to learn it all on my own. So I could teach you all my sound. Still feeling this pain. Took a couple hits in this game. I hope that y'all
to breathe. Blessed to be a conduit for his teachings. His will is instilled in me. Inhaling the essence of life, I exhale negativity and thank God for the escape. Never lost, my life is lived on the straight and narrow. I scroll my poetry on fallen rose petals. My songs are hymns sung by angels within the Lord's temple. So blessed to breathe, I live my life knowing that each step that I take, he is with me.
CNN.com. So you heard a little bit of the first part of the interview or the conversation with Winnie Day. And we just, you just heard Nocturnal Amen. I'm loving that. And then you heard Blaze Rock, Blessed to Breathe. Thought that was very apropos.
Yeah, that dude's so, kind of tight. Oh, I mean, oh yeah, we're supposed to pretend to be modest. Yeah, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, I have the opportunity to, I mean, you know, when I come on a CD, you know, to be blessed with the opportunity to have all the, okay, anyway. Now that song's tight. That's what it is.
Exactly, but and you still got to get those shirts pressed up.
Oh yeah, no, they're coming.
That's what's up, and we're gonna have them for you. So 360. So Wendy was talking a little bit about 360 deals, and I mentioned that to her. So I want to ask you, man, 360 deals, good business, or is it just another way for labels to take advantage of the artists? Because personally, I think it's another way for the artists, for the labels to take advantage of artists. Because when you're looking at the way sales are declining, and I think Wendy made a great point in terms of talking about artists, labels, or just the music itself isn't necessarily up to par, so that it's not selling. So labels are looking for ways in which they can take money from areas in which they have no expertise in the first place. So it's another way for them to take advantage of artists. What say you, Blaze?
You know, I really agree. I agree on one hand, but I don't want to sound as if I'm saying it's a binary situation. I mean, I agree in that it is definitely an opportunity for these labels and these companies and corporations to try to capitalize on more ways to get more money out of their artists. Now, on the other hand, I have this thing about the current music business that I believe ultimately the quality of product is as big a part of the deal as anything. And as the quality continues to dwindle, sales will continue to dwindle. If you want, for an example, if you look at the American car makers over the last 10 years, as consumer opinions about their quality continue to dip, their sales continue to dip. Right. And so then, you know, so to me, the music industry right now is kind of going through the same thing. Everybody has a high-pitched voice. Everybody raps like this all the time. And you cannot keep shoving this garbage down people's throats because one or two songs was popular with that style. And people are getting tired of it. And they're getting to the point where now it's like, why should I buy this? What am I getting out of this? Am I really going to get my 99 cents worth or 10 bucks worth for the CD or whatever? And I think people are really questioning whether it's worthwhile.
I think you definitely bring up valid points there, because it's funny because I talked to artists before and talked to them about when they get signed to a label, they're signed because they're so unique. And then all of a sudden, as soon as they're signed to the label, they say, well, we want you to be like XYZ. And then
exactly.
So where do you create that value? And I think that's always what it comes back to, because the labels, for the most part, because a lot of folks are still haven't mastered, regardless of how readily available technology is and being able to reach out to people, there still is the element of understanding and the element of being able to want to embrace that side of it, because a lot of artists don't want to do that. So they give up that control to the labels because they feel that they have no other outlet or no other choice but other than to sign whatever that 360 deal is or whatever is put in front of them. So,
I mean, I think, you know, and real quick, one last little note. I think another thing that has to do with it is we are, as a culture, we're no longer paying attention to things that really matter. We spent so long worrying about how many CDs are sold or how many mixtapes are sold or how many top 10 songs I have this week and stuff like that. Where we're forgetting that the biggest thing that drives sales will always be good music. And longevity is more important than a flash in the pan. And as corporations, as companies, we have to remember that these labels are corporations. They are companies that are built upon the emphasis of revenue, the emphasis of profit. And if they're only going to do what's going to bring them profit. So if the artistic community isn't doing things that are profitable, of course the corporations are going to look to do things that are profitable. It's a, you know, it's a circle, unfortunately. It's a cycle of garbage. It's a cycle of terrible in the way that we're doing it right now. But until people start purchasing, you know, a certain type of music, we're just going to continue to hear the same type of music.
This is true. So we're gonna get back into the second part of the Winnie Day conversation. But before we do, a couple songs. One's from a group called Brothers from Another. The song's called New Easy Lift, and the other is from an artist by the name of Blueprint. The song's called Keep Bouncing. I kind of feel the Keep Bouncing song. I want to get your take on it before we get back into the second part of the conversation. But you are listening to Microphone Masters on Dub CNN. He's Blaze Rock. I'm Jay Love. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Gets better, but it just gets worse. Two steps forward, just to go back in reverse. Dreamed I was sitting on the scene, 17, I seem that I'm stuck doing background work. Lost in a gaze, I had a dream that I was rocking the stage, rapping. One day I opened my eyes and got surprised by the fact that it had happened. Never been a feeling so alive as when you thrive off what you drive from inside. And as I ride down memory lane, hope I never get remembered in vain. Life kinda strange, every single year I sit and rearrange what I'm thinking. Cause friends are quick to just change like Link. Ain't quite knocking down the door, but I'm peeking. And I ain't gonna rest till my good gets better and my better gets best. Life is a woman undressed, so fucking beautiful. And I'm not trying to live it in a cubicle. So maybe if I make it through, maybe make it to a small liberal arts school. There'll be work to attend to around the clock, but I'm dreaming about a venue that I'll rock. Shit, that's just what I see. An awesome way of living my dream, that's just where I'll be.
I just wanna live my life, only thing that seems right. Chase my dreams, though it ain't always what it seems. I just wanna live my life. I just wanna live my life. I just wanna live my life. I just wanna live my life.
I heard that I should look into ecology, and people think that they can see me in psychology, but half the cats are still stewed to my philosophy, the agency of what I'm spitting like I'm Socrates, man, see I'm just feeling the vibe, so I pick up the pen and paper, take my thoughts for a ride, it's the only way she know, but I'm feeling inside, like, mama, yeah, hear what you mean, and being a rapper's a quick get broke ski, but if I was all about the money, then I'd just sell weed and MC, for me it's happy I can achieve, you say the book give me learning, I'll put in the time, the intellect will have you thinking twice about my rhymes, yeah, see, I'm so persistent with this business. I imagine I'm annoying like I'm a Jehovah's Witness. Or a late night commercial, I can show you about your fitness. And yeah, so let me do my thing. I'm just a real young rapper trying to make me a name in this goon.
So, hey ladies, I'm in the mood for love, I'm not crazy. I just do crazy stuff, and lately, maybe I've been doing too much. But there's one life to live, so I live it with love. I'm a simple dude, I just happen to be a rap star. Now I'm playing, but these other cats act like they are. You need to practice, you're not raw, and your tracks only bump when you crash in your car. And I'm only going half on you suckers. No need for beef for me, cause I'm a lover. Chillin' with my brothers from another. And we all bleed green like tree huggers. I can speak for myself, I'm a chimney. I was born a workaholic, so ganja is my remedy. I love life, so I live it to the fullest. I'm an outcast, party in the back like bullets. Mommy used to give me shit about rapping. Now she at the merch table, slinging my tracks. And every ex-girlfriend is yet to understand that I'm gonna live my life, man.
I just wanna live my life, only thing that seems right. I just wanna chase my dreams, though it ain't always what it seems. I just wanna live my life, I just wanna live my life. I just wanna live my life, I just wanna live my life.
First, but now you know the rap game. A thousand clones already about to
clothes. I used to chill at my home. Now I'm all about the road, moving, locking down the shows. Hit the telly, count the dough, shake hands, make plans, rent vans, make fans. Goddamn, this is how a little boy became a man. You want the fame and all the riches, big name model bitches, but you don't wanna hustle twice. It's hard to try to get it. You got a lot to whine about. Why you talking wild and out? I'm posted outside the club, working, passing flyers out. What's Prince life about? The same thing I rhyme about. Make good music and give my fans something to smile about. You oughta try it out. We like to call it honesty. It's the best policy. The reason why they follow me. My reputation precedes me. The rap game needs me, cause I do the impossible, but I make it look easy. Now all the underdogs wanna take shots at my figure, cause I'm eating real big and didn't invite them to dinner. You wasn't there when I put it in the oven. So when it's time to break bread, cousin, don't ask me for nothing. Everybody got a rhyme. If not a rhyme, they got a beat. If not keys and cocaine, they all packing heat. So what they really telling me when they ain't outselling me? And everything they say and do is fueled by their jealousy. I know you trying to politic and I'm only involved with it, so you can get in a game, take the ball and then run with it. They tried to hit me with the same thing that you fell for. Make it more commercial print, you probably would sell more. But I'm eating now, so I'm like, what the hell for? Telling me to change only makes me rebel more. But radio don't want that. Print don't fit the format. Tell Duke to change it up, then maybe he can come back. I made this in my basement when you wasn't even there, to express my feelings, not to be played on the air. So am I wrong or secure if I really don't care? If this ever turns into something that anybody hears, man, I'm an artist. These other dudes shook. I write my album on my sidekick. No paper, no notebooks, then rhyme for 5 minutes straight with no breaks. No hooks, no punchlines, no similes, so I'm easy to overlook. But Groove Shack, Fiends World, Expo, Scribble Jam, I've been around in every single era and I'm still the man. And while I may not get the same hype as the next man, everything in my life is going according to his plan. So thank God for every fan, every single listener who told me to make the art. You don't gotta switch it up, you put it out, we'll pick it up. Do you stay strong? You're the main reason we don't turn our radios on.
All right, you are listening to Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. So yeah, so I got to ask you real quick before we get into the second part of the conversation with Wendy Day, WendyDay.com, by the way.
Yeah.
So the blueprint song, the Keep Bouncing, it in the beginning, I was a little bit iffy on it.
Right.
But then as it got into it, when the beat really started to kick in,
yeah,
and he started to really feel himself. Sorry, no homo, as
no
they
homo.
Say. Yeah. I had to pause myself, man.
Yeah.
I thought it really took it up a notch, and I thought it was a real quality song.
No, I do too. I do too. I mean, I can only echo basically everything you said right there. And just to add in that, you know, Blueprint is the type of artist that you like to see what he tries to do. You like to see that he continues to try to be creative. Even though, you know, a lot of people consider him a quote-unquote underground artist or whatever, I think it's dope because he tries to do different things that, you know, sometimes you don't even hear on the underground. Because, you know, a lot of time, the underground is just as regimented and rigid as the commercial. You know, you have a set of rules that you have to adhere to, you know, to be underground. A set of rules that you have to adhere to be commercial. But I like Blueprint because he's consistently trying to do some different stuff.
Word up. So speaking of doing different stuff, we want to continue to bring you what we do. This is dubcnn.com. So we're going to bring you the second half of the Wendy Day interview. This
Absolutely.
Is Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com.
Let's go.
This is Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com with Wendy Day. And, well, that leads me into kind of my next little topic that I wanted to talk about a bit was you, because you are obviously very successful at helping labels, helping labels to reach their success, depending on whatever their vision is. You're very good. You're very successful at doing that. Now, when you're working with labels and artists that are trying to be successful in this current climate, how do they use technology with a lot of music, with music being downloaded and being available in a different way? How do you use technology, or how are you putting together these strategies with these people as they're looking to be successful in the music industry?
You know, I'm kind of fortunate because I always look at things very basic and very rationally, and I learned at a young age that if you're going to sell something to somebody, you really need to learn who your audience is and who your market is. Yeah. Meaning, if you're living in Alaska, you're not going to try selling ice to folks because it's probably, you know, there's probably a surplus of it. If you're living in the desert, you're not going to try and sell snowshoes. It just, it doesn't make sense. So I always approach it from the standpoint of learn who your market is, find out from them, because they will tell you, find out from them how they want to receive their music. You know, do they want to receive downloads, or do they prefer to purchase CDs? You know, you need to sell people in a format that they want. And that's not just true with music, that's true with anything. You know, there was a book that I was trying to buy last night, and I've been using a Kindle for about maybe two to three years, you know, ever since they came out. And I couldn't download this book, and I got really pissed off because I didn't want to order it from Amazon, wait for it to arrive for 4 or 5 days. You know, I had time to read now.
Right.
And I'm so used to getting my music immediately. So they basically lost a sale. I found another book. I'm just as happy reading about, you know, counterfeiting money in, you know, the 1800s. So I'm happy with what I purchased, but the book company lost a sale, and they could have had a $15 sale that would have been downloaded instantaneously and cost them next to nothing. Right. So they lost, you know, almost pure profit.
All right. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. That's the second part of the conversation with Wendy Day. So what do you guys, I think Wendy, the insight that Wendy gives, and we're happy to have her a part of the show, being a contributor on occasion when she has time. I love the fact when she comes in, just the insight that she brings in terms of artists, when we think of technology with artists and how they relate to it, and how they can, you know, really make a niche for themselves. And I think you do a good job of that, especially when you have a wealth of music that you've recorded, and the way you get it out and to let people know about it, and taking advantage of staying connected. So I think you do a good job of that, Bliss.
But you know, something else, I think a lot of the time it comes as hip hop, as artists and as a community with hip hop, we really have to get further acquainted with technology. And so, you know, a lot of time it's like we're behind the game. Like, we caught on to MySpace late. You know, we're catching on to Twitter and Facebook late. You know, I think a lot of time we need to be ahead of the curve and really use the technology as opposed to over abusing the technology. You know, but on a side note, but completely related, I have to complain for a second. Stupid people on Facebook, straight up, do not keep sending people links to your video over and over and over. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's not getting people to want to check you like that. You know, you look kind of pitiful doing it. I mean, there's and that's the thing, is there's an etiquette to using technology. There's an etiquette to advertising yourself. And, you know, Twitter's worse, though. Twitter's worse. Because sometimes when you're sitting on your, you know, you're looking at your timeline on Twitter, and you got 65 dudes retweeting songs, it's like, come on, man. If I was going to bump it, I would have bumped it once before, the 64th time or something, man.
Yeah.
But I think that's one thing that hip-hop we haven't really gotten a hold of, is how to use the technology correctly, you know, effectively and efficiently.
I think you're right. I think it comes to the point where it's almost as if when you feel that when you go to a hip hop show and you come out and your car is
littered,
covered with all kinds of flyers and all this stuff, and you just know when you're about to leave, you have to take a deep breath and say, all right, now I know when I go out to my car, I'm gonna have to try to wade through all this stuff.
Right.
So it's that fine line that you have to walk to try to get yourself to raise awareness for yourself. And plus, when you're trying to, as Wendy said, when you're trying to connect with fans, it can't seem forced. It can't seem like some contrived thing that you're trying to make it seem like you're cool and trying to give people a peek behind the curtain.
You don't want
to
be routine.
That's genuine.
You don't want to be routine. And I mean, that's the thing that a lot of people forget. It's just like how hip hop has bastardized the term leak. You can't leak a song when you're the douchebag sending it off. That's not a leak. When you sit your behind in front of your computer, convert your track, and go, okay, I'm gonna get on Twitter and I'm gonna blast this so I can leak it. No, that's not a leak. But again, it's like, we're, again, it's pretending to be a part of. No, you're not fooling anybody. And you're right. There's, you know, there's people who are just simply not genuine in about the way that they advertise their material or about the way that they, you know, interact with the community. And I think the more genuine people seem, the more people are gravitating to them. And to be honest, reverting back to the beginning, that's part of why I think people dig Wiz Khalifa so much.
Got it. Interesting. Gosh, that dude, I just don't know how I feel about that dude.
I don't like dude's music. I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
I mean, I point blank. I want to reserve judgment because, you know, mixtapes allow you to do all kinds of different stuff. I want to reserve judgment for, you know, an album proper. I want to hope something's going to come out that's going to change my mind. I don't believe that that's going to happen.
Then this brings a full circle. We're about to get into a couple songs right now, but this brings a full circle. I got a press release,
yeah,
and I have to send it to from somebody over at Universal.
Yeah.
And they were talking about a Gucci Man, and you might have got the same one.
Gucci!
And it was talking about not an upcoming album. It was talking about his new street album.
They're doing
a press release
for a
about his
album.
Quote-unquote street album. This goes to the whole thing. They're saying, cool, go ahead and do what you do because we are going to take advantage of your grind, sir. But it just made me, I'm thinking, where has the game gone? Where a major label is promoting somebody's street album.
Well, I mean, I think it's because nobody cares about a real album anymore. And then on top of that, I'm going to just make up a fake artist, right? MC Illest, right? MC Illest comes out on January 1st and opens up his Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and any other technology social networking connection, right? That's January 1st. All right, you can bet you that in the first 2 weeks, he's going to have a mixtape ad smashing everybody's timelines and status updates, all right? So then February, you got the second mixtape. Then you will probably have another two mixtapes between February and April. Then you're going to start getting rushed with the Here Comes the Street album. So then the Street album comes out in like May, right? So then the Street album comes out. Then you got the mixtape after the Street album, before the album's mixtape. Then you get the mixtape before the album coming mixtape. And so like whatever the album is called, it's going to be the mixtape before. So then you got one more mixtape before the album actually supposed to come out with its first single. Then you get the mixtape that leads into the first single. And I mean, at one point, though, seriously, I don't want to hear you that much.
Yeah.
I like Jay-Z, right? I love me some Jay-Z music. I mean, cool, right? I don't want to hear Jay-Z that much. I like Royce da 5'9" a lot. I don't want to hear Royce that much. I mean, I keep thinking back, and maybe I'm, you know, that's why I say sometimes maybe I'm just too vintage. You know, I'm vintage with my wines. But I mean, you think of like Tribe Called Quest, dude. I remember when Loy and Theory came out, and I thought that was the dopest CD ever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I had it on tape. I'm fronting, but I thought it was the dopest tape, period. And then I had to wait like 2 or 3 years for new music. And I was like, oh man, you mean that new Tribe coming out? Midnight Marauders drop? I thought that was the dopest thing, you know? So you keep building this connection with your fans. You keep getting your fans looking for your stuff. But when you're hitting them every other month because you feel like you have to be around to be relevant, I think we're just behind the curve with foolishness, man. Foolishness. what we about to play for these folks, man?
I know one thing, y'all. I promise I'm gonna play Curtains every week because it's got Blaze in a zone right now. So we about to go into Kwame Darko's song called Memoir, and then this group called Model Minority. It's kind of a cool little song called AFR Says for Asian Food Rap, taking the I Reminisce Over You, When They Reminisce Over You beat. So we'll be right back. This is Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the eyes of a young black man trying to survive, I done seen both sides, lived both lives, trudged through the mud uphill on a slide. Gravity predicts I'm going downwards, right? Downwards, right? But I stay persistent. Life is a journey, cruise through the mission. Impossible is nothing, so I maintain vision. Keep my options open, rotate on a pivot. Head is on a swivel, so I see things clearly. Being real is what I cherish oh so dearly. Call the white boy,
because I stayed well-rounded. Real recognized, real is why I'm getting vouchers. President is black, blazer is blue. Not talking about a cartoon, talking about a suit. And with my attire, I've gotten much higher than any Joe Schmo out packing on the wire. Don't get it twisted, not knocking the hustle. No. Calling out those who think it's cool that we struggle. If you got a problem, write your rebuttal.
Yeah, write it down.
Leave nothing out, it's no time to be subtle. What makes it even worse is you're trapped in a bubble. Close-minded to the fact that a lot of people love you. Yeah. Staying on my humble, trying to be a man first. Put thoughts on paper and record it in a verse. I'm trying to be the best, better yet, just me. Dismiss misconceptions of the black family. So you see my predicament. Sit back and kick it with the dream 1968 speech life I'm living in. Far beyond equivalent, still get later. Argue both sides, something like a great debater. Urban prep living got me cast a damn veil. But that Dubois bourgeois living had me in a shell. In my early days, I was content with sitting back. Then I realized that I had the power to give back. All about growth, graduated with a cap. But I skipped ceremony, got right on track to success. Oh yeah, it's true.
Listen to what we're saying in this one. Oh yeah, model minority.
Sitting here playing cool like an E.G.T. I want my name in every mouth like MSG. Highlights sprinkled in my leather fried rice. Not Hello Kitty, but I've lived nine lives. I've survived even hot pot situations. Escaped sticky rice without altercation. But I get stuck when they heat it up. So I remind myself with the beep and bop. But then the beat gets on, I start to get hot like Tom Yum Gong. So when dudes roll up like sushi, I have to burn them fast, wasabi. Get all up in they grill, hibachi, cause they thought it was sweet teriyaki.
No.
But really that stinks like durian. Life ain't sweet but sour when you're worrying. We on a roll like sushi, about to cook it up like galbi. Hotter than a bowl of pho, straight to your plate just like dim sum. We on a roll like sushi, about to cook it up like galbi. Hotter than a bowl of pho, straight to your plate just like dim sum. I reminisce for a spell, a shallow say short rib filled with bulgogi dreams upon a pork tip. Watch my fork lift as the fork split in the road, all up in my bowl. A hot pho matcha, green tea latte, sizzling Chinese green bean satay. We do not play, don't be the bad guy, you don't wanna get mixed up, pad thai. Shorty hit me up on my vermicelli, she know the weight of my heart is through my belly. She's a Jollibee's, I need chicken joy, no chicken strips, I like chicken joints. Chicken bones flavor in my kanji, beef pork duck just like Jumanji. Call me Lil B, I eat wonton soup, call me teriyaki, maybe tonkatsu.
Yeah,
we on a roll like sushi, about to cook it up like galbi. Hotter than a bowl of pho, straight to your plate just like dim sum. We on a roll like sushi, about to cook it up like galbi. Hotter than a bowl of pho, straight to your plate just like dim sum.
My girl got the bubble tea, she be looking lovely, so all the other ladies viewing her with animosity. American like Kung Pao chicken, but I be in the land of the goombao chicken. Hit the road Panda Express, shin a top rhyme in which brand is the best. Trying to stay cool like a bowl of thing done, but I'm rolling in the aisles like some dim sum.
Lami masala, holla at my edamame. First it was soju, now we drinking sake. I see the curves on his hottie's hips, got me trying to dip like pocky sticks. But then the ex from Cali rolled up real old school, had to tell the dude to chill like tofu. He was heated hotter than red curry. I got some mochi and told him to step to me. We on a roll like sushi, to cook it up like galbi. Hotter than a bowl of pho, straight to your plate just like dim sum. We on a roll like sushi, about to cook it up like galbi. Hotter than a bowl of pho, straight to your plate.
You're listening like to Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. Yeah, so we want to make sure that you guys all know, so you can hit us up, whether artists or whether, just let us know how you like the show. Hit us up on micmastersradio@gmail.com. That's micmastersradio@gmail.com. Obviously,
don't tell us about your mixtape. We don't want to hear it. I don't care about your street album neither. Man, I'll wait for your real album, not the mixtape to the, not the interlude, prelude mixtape. No.
You can follow us on Twitter And that's Mike Masters Radio. And you know, we have every Friday that comes out, you know, we got J Double with Dub CNN Radio. He does a wonderful job. Shout out to J Double. You know, that's how we do it. So you definitely support what's going on here.
Dub CNN Radio, man. Dub CNN Radio, straight up. We're about to take on Oprah. You know what I'm saying? We're about to go and say, you know, look, oh, we could do this right here. You got to go into the urban market. Leave the housewives where they are.
And if we get to the point where we are giving out cars and somebody's in our audience, then yeah, I will.
Hey,
I
will. I'm all over it. Real quick, just jumping back on it though. The Asian food rap song.
Yeah.
All right.
I like
when
the dude
says sweet teriyaki. I said, come on, man. Now we got comedy hashtag rap. Like, I mean, man. And then I just sat there for a minute. I said, you know, I need to go write me a song about my favorite food. Go in there. I love Chinese food, you know. I go down to Chinese food restaurant, get a little menu, and I'm going to just write me a song off of that, dude. Mongolian chicken, you know. throwing a line about some Mongolian beef. Sweet and sour chicken, a little salt and pepper shrimp, you know, Hunan chicken, General Tso's chicken. Wow! That's hip hop right there, boy. That's hip hop.
Oh hip-hop. My god, that's, curtains, that's what you it are is, in dude. Rotation, dude. That, I don't care.
Hey, all day. I'm gonna tell you right now, I bet you his Twitter address is regular curtains. Twitter ain't having that. Twitter's like, look. You can use an at the beginning. There will be none of that interspersed goofiness. And you know what else? Facebook even tells you when you try to change your name. Don't put no crazy stupid mess. They even tell you. I mean, not that anybody listens, because you know everybody on Facebook is, Judy, I'm doing me because I'm just trying to be myself, Johnson. You know, or keepingitreal.com. You know, I mean. I mean, like, dude, y'all know how to ghetto something up. And rappers are pretty bad, too, because you know they got, like, 60 aliases, and they got to throw them all on Facebook all at the same time. So you get a status update from, like, six dudes at the same time. You like, are y'all the same people? Yep. Man, it's... Man. Tell them about the rest of our conversation with Wendy Day, though.
Yo, we're about to get into this last part. It's real short to the point with Wendy, a conversation. Once again, we appreciate Wendy. WendyDay.com. You got to check her out. That's where you can get all the stuff that she's done. And so she's going to be a part of the show as her schedule allows. So you definitely want to check her out. So we're going to get into this last part. And then right afterwards, go right into a couple of joints. The artist's name is Ciroc. It's called The Journey. And then
that's
Revolutionary
dope.
Rhythm. Thank you. I feel accomplished.
Yeah, that's dope.
And then the other one's called Revolutionary Rhythm. The song's called The Letter. Yeah. So we're going to get into that. You're listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com with Blaze Rock is in a zone.
Yes, sir.
A little birdie told me that one day I would be great. She caught me wishing on a cloud, wonder about my fate. I can't believe it, you're the one. I always thought the chosen child would manifest into a son. Okay, so they were wrong. I never felt an auric sheath radiating this strong for this long. I bet you knocking out enemies cold like Sunny Liston. Firing like pistons from here to Istan. Bullshit. It's kind of dope how you chose this form. Did they tell you that you sitting on the portal yet? Told you that your family bloodline is immortal yet? That your womb ain't nothing but that good fertile soil you yet? I know that this is just your 13th revolution, but I thought you should be privy to the secrets of your constitution. They say the small ones are much larger fighters, so I guess it makes sense that you rather tiny like the Lilliputians. It's just proving what the gods knew that first night. That the one who was saved would be revealed at the first light. That the dawn would bring the song bearer of the world. And that child would end up being you, little girl. Girl. I was flabbergasted, to say the least. She told me all you have to do was look toward the east. See that black hole right behind that quasar. Honey, you were that old, sending off your blinking radar. With your first thought, you came into being. And right after that small feat,
you were seeing. Not with your opticals, that's just illusion. Painting pretty visions, playing tricks on the fools and babes who don't know any better life than losing. Suggest you think real long and hard while you're choosing. This is for the winos abusing. Brown bag and sorrows while hopes are just intrusions. False promises of self-worth and inclusion. They don't want that, they want you. They don't know it yet, but don't you? You knew it like you know the back of your black hand. That you held the keys to the freedom of the black man. With your 16 commandments and magic wand, they can't resist the melody of your ill swan song. I know that you're afraid to leave behind your first birthplace, but now it's time to take your travels into outer space. Space. But it's just little old me. I cannot leave behind everything that made me. The water that bathed me, the elders that raised me, the sacred geometry that opened and saved me. The illusions, illusions this whole world is made from. Your mind is the womb the universe has came from. You created everything and nothing with the seed. And now you learn the lesson that a thing is a thing. So speak now or forever hold your peace. Detach from this place and surpass beyond reach. You came through this world to use your sound waves to teach. And now you must act or your contract will be breached. I'll be brief, the time now is short. Close your eyes and let the darkness be your transport. You know the way, the coding's in your DNA. Just remember when your mission is fulfilled, we will celebrate. Until then, your journey is incomplete. But the victory is sweeter than the stench of defeat. Now make haste and embark on your search. By the way, I forgot the planet's name is old Earth.
Finer than ever, she's a true treasure. I wanna be together, so I wrote her this letter. And it went something like this, with a little twist. I threw in the rap, said my name was Abstract. I didn't wanna come off wrong, maybe approach strong, but I just wanted to have her under my arms. And I've been thinking, right, that maybe sometime we can kick it, park in movies, something real nice. And you can act like you don't want a man to understand, but there's nothing wrong in giving me a chance. We can conversate and see the similarities, relate with one another, we got chemistry. I love your style and all your physical features. Tan bonita, I think I need to take a breather, cause I can't explain the vibes that I be getting. I hope this letter makes a good impression, for real.
Only thing I'm comfortable with is my paper and my pen. My paper and my pen, come again. Only thing I'm comfortable with is my paper and my pen. Thinking we can be more than just friends. So I'm writing this letter just to show you I'm the real. Writing this letter.
Dear Mrs. Gorgeous, I began losing hope. Too shy to speak in person, so a letter was my last resort. Call me old-fashioned, but I had to write a letter. I see you here and there, you're looking flyer than ever. With the thought of possibility that we can be together. But the way that things are looking, that'll probably be till never. Very sad, but I'm glad that I even got to meet you. Only if you knew the way that I would have treated you. Maybe you consider, don't have to be so bitter. I'm funny, you're romantic when I take you out to dinner. But you would never know, cause you never wrote back. Sad, but true, I just wanted you to know that. Don't feel the same, and I'm saying it's alright. But I'm way over my head, this the last letter I write. Shit, you won't believe, I can't believe I didn't catch this. How can she reply if I wrote the wrong address?
So, only thing I'm comfortable with is my paper and my pen. My paper and my pen, come again. Only thing I'm comfortable with is my paper and my pen. Thinking we can be more than just friends. So I'm writing this letter, just to show you I'm the real. Writing this letter, just to express how I feel.
She passing me by and don't look my direction. Her presence sends off such a lovely message. Her light complexion, with no imperfection. Staring at her, waiting for us to make a connection. Waiting for a scene that never occurs. And everybody knows how I'm feeling, except her. And that's my word, she make it hard for me to focus. Know a few of her friends, but still I'm never noticed. You have tried, but only to fail. Thought I'd make an attempt, let her know just how I feel. But these days pass and I see no chance. In my room writing letters that I wish were in her hand. I'm the only one to blame, hard to get over the pain. Having strong feelings, knowing that you'll never feel the same. I try to find some ways to forget her. Never know how I feel, cause I crumpled up the letter.
Only thing I'm comfortable with is my paper and my pen. My paper and my pen, come again. Only thing I'm comfortable with is my paper and my pen. Thinking we can be more than just friends.
So
writing this letter, writing this letter, just to show you I'm the real. Writing this letter, writing this letter, just to express how I feel.
Once again, Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. Now, do you now? And I know that that definitely adds value to what you bring as an artist or as a, as an organization. How much of an impact do you think that makes when you're doing some of those Ustream things and doing some? How much of an impact does that add to the bottom line, so to speak? This is the first of many, what we hope to be many contributions to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Thank you, Wendy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey. Thanks so much, and I really appreciate anything I can do for you. Let me know.
All right, you're listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. So, yo, so I like that Ciroc, The Journey.
That's very dope.
That was a real cool song.
That's very dope. I like that. And, you know, the Revolutionary Rhythm song is actually pretty cool. I mean, there's some little things that I guess I could quibble about, but then the song is cool, and I think it's a cool little different direction. It's good to hear some, you know, some different stuff coming out of the hip-hop realm.
Yeah, so I was chopping it up with J Double, so we were just chopping up about some things, and since it's Black History Month, he would say, no, I like what you guys did last week, and what do you think about trying to do some Black History type fact? And I was thinking, that makes a lot of sense, because a lot of folks, we often, the further away we get from something, the quicker that we forget, you know, what people did, what has happened in the past and everything. So I got a couple little facts that I wanted to throw everybody's way. And I'm going to do this for another couple weeks during, this is obviously February, Black History Month. So
the shortest month of the year.
You know. I mean,
so. we couldn't get 5 weeks. We only get three and some change. But, you know. gotta keep you Negroes listening.
Now the reconstruction period, so that's between 1865 and 1865 around to like 1899-ish. Right. So after the Civil War. So in 1867 there were a lot of Black universities, historically Black colleges, that were founded around this time. So I want to give you a couple of these universities that were founded in 1867. One of them, Howard University, which is opens in Washington, D.C. Another one, Atlanta University. Let's see, Morehouse College, Johnson C. Smith College. So those are just a couple of the colleges that were founded in 1867. And just to kind of bring it a little bit full circle, just to keep you on alert, the KKK held its first national convention in Nashville in 1867. So the hate has been around for a long time, but we obviously started to try to build up and change our lives in 1867. And so maybe you should ask yourself, whether you're Black, white, Mexican, Asian, whatever, what are you doing to reconstruct? What are you doing to change and build your life? So it's just something to keep in mind there. So this is Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. We're going to go into a couple quick joints. It's Zion I, it's called The History, and then Kokai, it's Rockstar Remix. And before we head out, I want to definitely get your thoughts on these, Blaze, because you're in the zone, so I cannot leave without hearing your comments on these, man. So it's Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Be right back. Yes,
yeah. Sir.
The beat like a flashback, couldn't move past that. Put in every rhyme, memories like pack rack. Close up my eyes and suddenly I'm gone. Regression, I guess, to the tune of a song. A hip hop hippie with the days of my youth. Sugar Hill Gang used to roller skate too. In the booth, blowing kisses to the shorties as they rolling. When they blew them back, then my head would get swollen. Fast forward now to a point critical. When me and Amp Live met at college down south. In the same dorm, it was called Du Bois Hall. Rhyming in a cipher till my voice got raw. Amp rocked an EPS, he was on some club shit. Sounded like Snap, but the shorties just loved it. Formed up a clique with the homie Super Rick. Management, Blacksmith, back then CS Fifth. Signed to a major, thought he was the flavor. Partied all the time, blowing trees, bad behavior. Sitting in the studio, tricking off the budget. We never got paid, to this day can't touch it. Tommy Boy dropped us, the other homies cut. One back to Baltimore, the other soul stuff. Time's getting rough, bordering on desperation. I need inspiration. Depression I was facing, sitting in the West End, puffing on the law, trying to get clear, but I only saw fog. Gave it up to God, started learning meditation. Prayed all the time, building rhymes like a mason. Around the same time, Amp got the MP. C3G, suddenly the energy was back on point. We made our first joint, it was called Venus, and it felt like point. Meant to my soul, cause now we on a roll. Back in the studio, something I can live for. Couple months later, the divine had a plan to form up a band. We could tour up the land. A couple names came, a couple names went. When Zion I came, it was like a spaceship. Something we could sit in, didn't need to fit in. Independent, got the whole globe tripping. Mind over matter, to deep water slang. Somewhere in between came the internet game. We went to chewing living, then to the break of dawn. Exclusive to Japan, so we didn't do you wrong. Reading my blog, of you in my pod. Download the show, all they play is the squad. The takeover came and it went hella hard. But we don't ever pop, never said what a job. Now we tune in, the bass booming. A pivotal juncture for us humans. A sign of the time, watch it go tick tock. We all will evolve, sync up, atomic clock.
Stages there since we was all rocking seasons. Now I'm live in living color, front row to the bitches. Roddy got them drums sounding like a Terra Parker speakers. Round here, all we seek is good Charlotte, Harlots, plenty twisted sisters and some garlic moshing, and it don't stop it. Backstage popping, red hot chicks looking like chili and pepper. Saying that I can get it whenever, off of on stage. No kiss, strictly hardcore, queens of the stone age. Wanna play with Jimmy and experience the run. And to catch a chestnut like Cody, only if I wanna. But gonna have to pass time to rock and roll. Cause this music got my ass from slinging rocks will roll. Pull a Chuck, buried up, walk, hit him with peace. Off to start the revolution, yelling fuck the police. Cause I'm a rock star.
Rock star.
Rock star.
Pop stars, hot hammers, the break slate, I'm not flawed. So cold, black gold, no ice, so shell. If I throw box cars, it's no dice. Listen, I roll out with a band of gypsies. Rush a spot, machine gun, spray all your pixies. Your yes men, now why they all attempt? And leave them rolling in that silver chip bag, they're sitting in it all.
Grace never, it's all dead Kennedy. Sleater-Kinney, Black Planet, yo, public enemy. Spinal taps, that's your fear to face and leave a typo negative, leaking in the pavement. Stars are stars that just saw the fall for war. We read more, cable thus far, stable, we work, we ready. And able, you can't stand it. I'm rocking stars, quasars, showing planets.
On dubcnn.com, and I feel that we were, I feel like we were Michael Jordan when he was playing against the Trailblazers, and he was taking shots, and it kind of looked at that, looked at Magic Johnson, and kind of did the shoulder shrug, and Magic Johnson, I'm a Laker fan, and Magic Johnson said, "Whose world is it? It's Michael Jordan's world." We in the zone today. So Blaze, I gotta hear what your thoughts were of the two joints you just played, Zion Eye of the History and Kokai Rockstar Remix. I'm gonna tell you that the Rockstar Remix, I was feeling that. I like that joint.
I'm actually gonna disappoint you because I actually was kind of feeling both of them.
Okay.
I don't know that I would, you know, rush out and recommend them to everyone or nothing like that. I mean, it's no Slaughterhouse or nothing, but it was dope. I mean, I like both songs. I thought both songs were cool. I also like how, you know, because this is a digital age, let's keep it real. On the MP3, my man Kokai actually made sure that we could pronounce his name. So that, you know, that helps. It always plus, it's always positive.
Yes, sir. So,
real quick, before we get on out of here, because we ain't going to be here much longer, I do have to ask you another question. Okay, yeah. So it's Black History Month, right?
Right.
And everybody probably going to say, why you keep bringing up old stuff? But I was paying attention to, you know, sometimes I'm on BoxPan.com. Shout out to the slums.boxing.com. But there's a video, of course, and the discussion about my man Waka Flocka Flame. And, you know, Waka Flocka is Waka Flocka, and for lack of a better word, dude is as stupid as a broken ID. And so he's having this interview on 106 in Park, and they're talking about education, which is irony in its own right.
Yes.
I mean, come on. When I, you know, if I see an amputee, the first thing I ask them is, hey, man, you know, you've been running the block. I just don't do that, you know? So when you have a space cadet like Waka Flocka Flame, do you really ask him about education? Do you really ask him about politics or something? Do you really go and say, so, you know, what's your take on the situation in Egypt? I mean, have you been thinking about it? And did you expect him to respond with something to the effect of, well, I was wondering, and I felt like it's going to have major ramifications? Nah. You already knew dude was gonna base all that. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. It's cool. So anyway, I mean, to make a long story short, because I don't want to keep reaming on the mentally challenged. He says, they ask him, you know, what do you think about education? He's like, yeah, you know, I think education is good. And you know, when I didn't finish high school. And then he says, you know, I was really good in math. So when I go back to school, I'm gonna make sure I study geography. Come on, man. And I'm like, this is the fool who is some fool's role model right now. Yeah. So then, because I mean, you've got to keep going. You can't leave it there.
No.
The amazing hosts of 106 in Park. I don't even know their names at this point. They're not important to me, but. They ask him, so Waka Flocka, what do you think about voting? This dude says, and I quote, you know, voting good. I don't vote, but voting good. And that's hip-hop, yo. That's
oh, my God.
That's hip-hop for you, dog.
Oh, before we head on out, Oh my goodness, you can hit us up. Follow us on Twitter, Mike Masters Radio. Hit us up on the email, MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. You can get us on Facebook. You can go to Facebook for where WCNN is.com is also. But make sure you support J-Double with WCNN Radio. Thank you for supporting Microphone Masters. He's Blaze Rock. I'm J Love. We've been in the zone. This is Microphone Masters on WCNN.com. Are you kidding?
Yeah.